Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We, of course, will take your phone calls about whatever you want. For those of you just tuning in, last hour we were talking in detail about the idea of government inspections, government regulators, inspectors coming around, keeping you safe, because that's what government's there for. Government's there to protect you. I mean, that's what they keep telling you, right? Well, what they say and what they do are not necessarily congruous. And they say they're there to keep you safe, but yet they go around the world blowing things up and killing people. How does that contribute toward making people safe? That's as an aside. They say that they're there to keep you safe, but yet the federal inspectors don't bother showing up to do their inspections. Or when they do show up on a federal or on one of their inspections on these drilling platforms, which are, as they point out in the AP story, humongous, they spend 2 hours there. That doesn't seem like enough time to do a real thorough inspection.
And yeah, I remain unconvinced.
And so we find out that they're not even doing the inspections, and when pressed for more information, they actually end up saying that, well, it's just our policy. It's not a regulation.
It's not like we've actually got to go and inspect them. We're not going to send the inspectors to inspect.
Right, so, you know, whatever
we do.
What do
you think we're paying them for?
Whatever we do should be good enough. It's just our policy. Well, don't you worry now, folks, because everything is going to change. Barack Obama and some congressmen are serious about making sure this government agency, the MMS, whatever the heck that stands for, I don't even remember now, Minerals and Materials Service.
Yeah, Minerals Something Service.
And
Mining.
Don't you worry, they are going to whip this organization into shape. Sure, no one's been paying attention. No one has ever heard of this bureaucracy before. But now
they'll be fine now. Don't worry. Just go back
right
to sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Just pay attention. Isn't there some TV show that you could be watching right now, folks? Look, we're going to take care of this. In fact, the story, here's an update on the story from News Services. That's what they're attributing to from the Keene Sentinel. The top federal official in charge of overseeing offshore drilling retired abruptly yesterday as BP's chief operating officer pledged that his company would never pump oil from the runaway Deepwater Horizon well that exploded, killing 11 workers, began spewing millions of gallons of crude into the Gulf of Mexico. Some in Congress welcomed Chris Oyne's resignation as the head of the Minerals Management Services offshore.
Sure they did,
program.
Because that solves the problem. That's it. Oh, okay, we were firing the head bureaucrat or forcing him to retire or whatever terminology you want to use.
Yeah,
that's it. That's, you know, and that's really what they want to see. We're going to shuffle around some people. We're going to fire the head guy, and then everything's fine. Don't worry about it. This time, we're doing a good job.
The same playbook. They use the same.
People keep falling for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering is how do they keep getting away with this? I mean, it's not like the facts aren't out there. It's not like it's plain as day to see that this is the same program that they follow. They pick somebody off, make them the scapegoat, and replace them, and then claim to fix the problem.
Well, I think they get away with it for the same reason that the Republicans and Democrats keep getting away with running the same campaign platforms year after year and continually getting people to get all whipped up and excited about it, because there's always a new batch of suckers, at least in the elections, that comes along and believes everything they hear, or there's the same batch of suckers that keeps believing everything they hear. But also with the federal agencies, there's a time period. There's a length of time that is involved here, because the federal government, while on a regular basis is inefficient and clueless and screws things up, most of the time their screw-ups and their inefficiencies don't make national news at the level like this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make national news at the level like FEMA did after Hurricane Katrina. When it does make national headlines and when the federal government does feel the heat, that's when they run the playbook and they they pick off the top guy, they replace him with somebody else, and as you say, Mark, they might shuffle some of the chairs around in the organization. Okay, we've reorganized it. It's a brand new agency. Everything is fine now. Now go do something else. And they do. They go and do something else and they figure, well, that will take care of it. You know, they switched out the head guy, so everything's fine. And so Americans go back to their to whatever it is that they're distracted with. And the fact is, FEMA hasn't really been in the news for the last 5 years since Hurricane Katrina in any significant fashion. So therefore,
they haven't had any really significant disaster.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the oil platforms don't regularly blow up like this.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of money that BP is going to lose just in the loss of the oil platform. Forget about how much it's going to have to compensate people. So they do their very best to make sure this doesn't happen.
Right, it's not because of the government.
The government doesn't have anything to do with this. The government has a bureaucracy that oversees BP and just essentially lives off of the fact that BP doesn't want to see its own stuff blown up.
Absolutely.
And would get their pants sued off if they spilled a bunch of oil. And then, of course, the government takes credit for all the safety.
Right.
How about all those other days that we've had over the last, 100 years that have been safe?
So,
it's us. We saved you.
That's the same reason why the Department of Homeland Security wants to take credit for the fact that there aren't things being blown up in this country. It's
right.
Not because
they hassle people at toy stores for having knockoff Rubik's Cubes. I mean, we've read the story.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
That's what they're usually doing. That's what the government bureaucrats are usually doing. They're pushing paperwork. They're threatening people on a minor basis. They're threatening business owners here and there and all day long.
People that are easy to find. Not people that are hard to find, like terrorists.
So my point here to answer the question is that there's not enough visible major F-ups on the part of the government that are life-threateningly dangerous like this that are crystally clear for people to look at and start seeing this pattern. All they see is, they changed out the head of the agency. Agency goes off the radar. They're not making news, so therefore the problem must be solved.
Right.
When, of course, everything continues on as it's always been. Go ahead. Bring in a new head of the mineral management service, and nothing else will change. Because he'll just start collecting that paycheck and doing nothing because he's an administrative bureaucrat. He's doing whatever it is administrative bureaucrats do. We saw one story about a bureaucrat who was making over $100,000 in Boston coming to work two minutes a day or something like that, or an hour a day.
Ridiculously small.
So, I mean, don't believe that this man is going to have any sort of significant effect over how this bureaucracy runs and the way they do things. It's just a PR scheme is all it is to make the media's, they're doing, look at this, the government's responding to people. This was what your government was designed for. They're designed to be responsive. They're out there. They're doing their good.
Yeah, it is so silly, the idea that people believe. They really believe in their hearts if they could just get the right people in there, that somehow bureaucracy would no longer be bureaucratic. We would make it efficient. It'd be a blue ribbon panel this time.
Well, plus,
we'll actually get people that are employed in a monopoly organization and funded through union agreements that make them impossible to fire, and we'll get them to do their jobs and do it like lightning. It's stupid! Stop!
But also, they get to use partisanship to advance this scam, if you will, scam of switching.
Oh, that guy's terrible. He was a horse breeder before. What was George Bush thinking?
Right. Well, see, he was on during the Bush administration, and so now that, and what the suggestion here in the article is that, well, now that it's Obama, you can trust that he's going to bring a bureaucrat in there that is going to put the stop to these oil companies.
But just do that this next time. When and if an oil rig blows up during the Republican administration that will follow Obama's, and I can assure you it will be a Republican, and it will be in 2012 because Obama stinks that badly, or at least that unpopular. And when that happens, if the thing blows up, then they'll just blame it on the Obama appointee.
Sure, and it won't matter then because Obama's gone and there's no political capital that he has left to be
when
expended.
Really, the blame lies squarely on the shoulders of the American people who sit by
and
eat this Similac over and over again,
but a bunch of
stupid children.
But Nick Rahal, Democrat from West Virginia, so good at dishing it out. I hope Chris Oyne's decision to retire signals an understanding that a changing of the guard is necessary to cure MMS of the many ills it endured during the previous administration. Today's announcement is one of several steps that will be necessary to fundamentally reform MMS, and it represents an opportunity to begin anew with a clean slate.
If you believe that, you're just stupid enough to... you're just incredibly stupid.
And they use the same terminology, clean slate. That's one of those little catchphrases that will come up every time they run this change out the guard scam on people. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You want to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with the show? You can get our news updates in whatever way works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Maybe you like emails. We can get on our email updates list. You can follow us on Twitter, or you can like our Facebook profile and follow us that way as well. It's all there for you. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and pick and choose the ones that work best for you.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Each one of the search results has a little proxy link beneath it that you can use to surf the website that came up as a result privately. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. It's an incredible service that you would normally have to pay for on the Internet, and it's free to you, the Free Talk Live listeners. Startpage.com.
All right, so I think we're done with the oil platform discussion, and we pretty much exposed all of the government scams that are going on surrounding it. But needless to say, in a true free market of energy production, the companies would have an interest in keeping their assets safe, and they already do have that interest. That's why there aren't explosions all over the place happening regularly. And it may very well be likely that we'd already be past oil at this point had we not had the government
subsidies and all that other stuff that go into it.
Pouring taxpayer dollars into these oil companies by subsidizing the prices of the barrels.
It's absolutely true. You know, people look at wind and solar and things like that, and they say, well, this could never work. Look at the subsidies the government has to give in order to make these happen. And they certainly are giving tax credits and all kinds of subsidies to these areas, these energy segments. But they're giving it to oil, too, and we don't know.
Big time.
We don't have any idea. And forget the subsidies. Here's a really important part. The wars.
Yeah, right where I was going.
That's
how much
the
does
subsidy.
That cost?
Yeah, that's the biggest of all the subsidies. If Texaco or whatever, you pick your large oil company, I don't particularly want to pick on one of them because as far as I'm concerned, they're all guilty, had to provide its own security in the Middle East, had to negotiate its own deals with the people in the Middle East, rather than having the United States military to sort of back up their negotiation with, well, the biggest military in the world, then that would change everything. Would gas be, it could be $6 or $7 or $8 a gallon. I have no idea, but that certainly would make oil, or that would make solar and all these other things more competitive.
My best friend went on a vacation for about a month in Hawaii. She rented a place.
Nice life.
Oh yeah. You know, she's an executive, works in the defense industry, and she's down there at a bar. Some guy comes in, we'll call him Oily. He happened to work for BP. And invited her and her girlfriends out on his 3-masted mahogany-decked yacht with 6 cabins to sail around the Hawaiian Islands and, you know, enjoy the trip and so forth. He was very interested in her, came to Dallas one time, went to a WHO meeting, a World Health Organization, in this rich neighborhood where Mark Cuban, the guy that owns the Dallas
Mavericks
yeah. plays or lives. So old money neighborhood. They went to this restaurant where the waiters are white Germans. I mean, it's really old money.
I don't have any idea what that means.
Well, yeah, anyway. And
okay.
at this WHO party, you've got the BP oil executives there. There's executives from Nissan that were also at this party. You know, you talk about the oil and the auto industry working together to sort of further their ends.
They do that.
There was also another one of his co-workers who was there at the party bragging about the generals in Iraq that he has in his back pocket and how, you know, they are basically there protecting his interests. They're, you know, I guess behind the scenes able to direct, you know, where the troops go, what they're protecting, that sort of thing. And
well, makes perfectly good sense that these oil execs would have some level of control over where they're security forces. They use the military as their own private security for their events.
You know, at no cost to them.
At the cost of the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
So
she had just watched, I think, Freedom to Fascism or something like that, or the Who Killed the Electric Car? I think that was it, where they were talking about the electric car and so forth.
Yeah, it's a movie.
So she confronts this guy and says, you know, how do you sleep at night? This is blood money that you're making here, and you know, she has a very close person to her that's over in Iraq risking his life to do this. And the guy got very red-faced and was clenching his teeth, and, you know, he didn't like it very much, but the Nissan guy really liked it and offered her a job as a high-level manager.
I'll be damned.
And that was the story.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you mentioned a story, since we're talking about the Middle East, since we're talking about the military going in and doing the bidding of these military-industrial complexists. You had a story about executions, and I don't know if you have that ready to go, but wow. They're allegedly executing prisoners in Afghanistan.
Yeah, to me, the information that this journalist has seems to be about as good. You know, it's his word. When it comes to journalism, what are you taking but the person's word anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read the article.
Somebody who's there, somebody who's writing this who's actually been there?
Yes, I will read it to you now. It's from rawstory.com. I actually got it, I believe, off of freetalklive.com. You can.
Excellent, yes.
Pretty sure I got it from there.
Which, by the way, our site allows you to submit different things to the site, then other listeners vote them up or down, and the most popular items make it to the top page of the website, so it makes it more likely we talk about it, like this one.
The journalist who helped break the story that the detainees at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq were being tortured by their U.S. jailers.
It's a pretty big story.
Yeah, that was a huge story. You know, it's all over with the guy holding the electrical wires and the whole thing. Told an audience at a journalism conference last month that American soldiers were now executing prisoners in Afghanistan.
Wow.
New Yorker journalist Seymour Hersh has revealed that the Bush administration had developed advanced plans for a military strike in Iran. Well, duh. And at the they have advanced plans for military strikes in just about every country, Seymour. At the Global Investigative Journalism Conference in Geneva, Hersh criticized President Barack Obama and alleged the U.S. forces were engaged in battlefield executions. Now, there was another story that backed this up earlier, that essentially special forces went into a boys' school. They didn't know. They thought it was a place where IEDs were being manufactured. But went into a boys' school and shot 11 people, 9 of whom were private school students or something like that. Mm-hmm. They just killed them. They didn't say, get up, everybody. No, they just shot them in their beds while they were sleeping. Just stop for a second and say, you know, when you say, well, this is war, there's going to be collateral damage and da 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 da. I understand that. Absolutely. But think about what you think when you are one of these people in Afghanistan or Iraq. You pick your, and even anywhere in the Middle East, because what they believe is that Americans don't believe that they're in fact human or good enough or whatever. And you know what? They're right. The vast majority of Americans believe that they're, you know, camel jockey whatevers, that they've dehumanized them in a fashion that they don't count. And, they're going to think the same thing about you.
These are human beings we're talking about.
Sure. And as soon as you realize that they're human beings and treat them like human beings, then maybe they'll start doing it to you.
All right. We're going
to
come back with more of the detail on this. 800-259-9231. Executing prisoners. Allegations coming out from a fairly reliable source in Afghanistan. It's Free Talk Live. Bring it, Penny.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-35.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy all the features. We've got our listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. Plus, our streams are operating around the clock as well, and our webcam is there. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get involved in all of those. Listen.freetalklive.com, and they're all free. Government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Visit their new website, schoolsucksproject.com. Make yourself a profile, join their forums, and help the ideas spread. That's School Sucks Project. .com. Mark, you just begun to tell us a story by a journalist who is working out in the Middle East. He was one of the key players in bringing the Abu Ghraib detention abuses to light, and now he's got something that may even be more earth-shattering.
Yeah, at this point he's making allegations as opposed to really being able to back it up with any proof. But the journalist who helped break the story that detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq were being tortured by their U.S. jailers told an audience at a journalism conference last month that American soldiers were now executing prisoners in Afghanistan. He says, "I'll tell you right now, one of the great tragedies of my country is that Mr. Obama is looking the other way because equally horrible things are happening to prisoners, to those we capture in Afghanistan," Hirsch said. Seymour Hirsch. They're being executed on the battlefield. It's unbelievable stuff going on, and that doesn't necessarily get reported.
Unbelievable. These are the same people who I've seen video footage mowing people down. Soldiers.
What you would have to do in order to be able to do this job is you have to, and we've heard soldiers say that they in fact dehumanize these people. Mm-hmm. Their superiors dehumanize them, and then they were able to do this job. You'd have to dehumanize them and essentially get good at killing them. I mean, how are you going to get good at killing them without killing them?
Well, that's why they drill and do all of the, you know, the pop-up targets and so forth to condition the soldiers to pull the trigger.
Plus, if you've got a prisoner, you come into some area, you secure it, you get the people there that are they're still alive as prisoners. If you take them back, you've just got paperwork to do. You've got, you know, feed them. You've got to house them. You've got to deal with them.
Well,
it's easier for them. The path of least resistance is for them to put a bullet in a man's head.
Sure. And taking the just the taking of the prisoner is dangerous. And, you know, that's a dangerous operation. It's when you're focused on that guy. You've got to keep attention on him. If you put a bullet in him, then you can focus on whoever might be about trying to, you know, take you out when he does it.
But it goes beyond that. When I was in Texas at the gym that I worked out at, there were three or four Iraqi veterans or Iraq and Afghan veterans talking about their experiences over there. And one of them described, you know, there was a insurgent or somebody that was shooting at him, and they found out where he was and they started chasing him down. And I mean, it was fun for them to just chase this guy down and kill him.
Mm. Sick. The videos that we've seen of what these some of these soldiers are capable of is chilling.
This is where I have to disagree with you. You're capable of this, Ian. This is normal behavior in these circumstances. These soldiers aren't, you know, different than you or I or anybody else who's put in these circumstances. We may choose not to participate. We might choose not to go. But these are 18, 19, 20-year-old guys that have been conditioned all the way through. When you were 18, 19, 20 years old,
I agree with you.
You didn't even know any different.
More violent in the past as well, and more inclined toward that sort of thing.
And so you would have never heard these messages. So these are just normal people, and the problem is that we send them over there to do this job.
I didn't do that.
The United States public
allows
them. They throw the confetti when they return, yeah. And all this other stuff. This is a martial country.
And they threaten them with jail if they don't follow through with their orders. So let's not forget that it's coercion.
Most of them,
it's
largely
them
a volunteer army, but it absolutely that does happen.
But there is a difference between somebody who's going and who has the bloodlust and who's looking to kill versus somebody who's just joined the military because they, you know, felt like they were going to get a college paid for and they feel like they're in the middle of something.
There are both of those.
For.
But I think the guy who's there just to get his college paid for is probably doing the same thing. He's got
Maybe.
To do his job. His mind has to work around what it is that he's doing. And one of the ways to do that is to say that these people are evil, bad, wrong, and they must die. I have to, you know,
Okay, well, while maybe you're right, Mark. Okay, everybody's capable of atrocity like this, but not everybody who's put into that situation will engage in those atrocities. So there are differences. Let's go to your phone calls, though, and you can bring up anything. Ladies come first. Jane, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hi, Jane.
How are you guys this
Just
evening?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, a couple of things. There's one about dehumanizing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I see that going on in the United States is you have the elite, and then you have the ordinary people. And before I was in a white-collar environment, I was in a blue-collar environment, and we were just dumb people in a blue-collar environment. But to get to the killing in Afghanistan...
No, well, hold on a second. I mean, are you saying that you felt as though you were dumb or that you were treated as though you were dumb by the white-collar
Both.
People?
Both. I mean, to be treated as though I am less than an intelligent human being because I'm a blue-collar worker, because for a time, for 5.5 years, I was a laborer and dug ditches as I put myself through college. And yes, people who made decisions were not the people doing the work, and there were problems that occurred because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some dehumanization in the United States of people who go to Ivy League colleges versus the professional and intelligent plumbers and electricians.
How about the average American comparing themselves to immigrants? There's a lot of dehumanization going on there.
That too, yeah.
You could be right. I do not. I worked in a multinational, multicultural work environment with legal aliens who were my friends, and they came from all over the world, from Africa, from British countries, from Chinese countries, multiple Chinese countries, from India. And as far as I could tell, they were treated very nicely, were respected, were hardworking. And so I do not automatically condemn people who are legal aliens, naturalized citizens, or of, say, Hispanic descent, I do not relegate them to
That's good. I wasn't suggesting that you were. I was talking about Americans in general. And I noticed that you do keep mentioning the legal term, and I think that that Americans in general have been taught to believe that people that don't jump through the government's hoops are somehow inhuman and deserve to be punished and deserve atrocities to be inflicted on their families.
Do you want to talk about the Arizona law that I support?
Oh, do you?
Sure.
Yes, I support it because I think there were something either 291 or 391 kidnappings in the city of Phoenix alone last year. Most of those were concerned illegal immigration. You have human trafficking going on.
What do you mean it concerned illegal? You mean people, they were gang members kidnapping other gang members, right?
Not necessarily gang members, just ordinary people.
Were there drugs involved?
What ordinary people were they kidnapping, and why would they kidnap an ordinary person?
That I would have to research and get back with
Most
you.
Of them were gang members kidnapping other gang members. But you're right, families.
I don't know that that's true. Maybe you do know that that's true.
Or the family members thereof.
But get back to the Arizona law, simply mirrors federal law.
No, that's not true. Federal laws do not state that when an officer comes into legal contact with an individual, that person has to produce ID.
Have you ever had to produce identification when you were stopped by a police officer?
When you're driving.
Yes, when you're driving.
Well, this isn't concern. Anybody has to produce a driver's license when they're driving. I mean that's a driver's license.
We're talking about on the street. We're talking about street level contacts. But if you want, you can hang on. I know you'd originally called about Afghanistan. No, I don't want to get too far off your topic, but we'll go anywhere on this show. So
that is one of the talking points that this mirrors federal law, and it's a talking point that is simply not backed up by fact.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. We'll try to get your call in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but maybe enough time for your call to make it right now. Tonight it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam, by the way, here from ObscuredTruth.com. Be sure you head on over there and enjoy his videos that he's been putting up. And what are you in the midst of working on right now, Sam?
Well, I finished the video from our court experience, for my neighbor who was up visiting. He said that's the greatest, memento from his visit here to Keene.
Which court experience? The one where you got jacked by the guy with the door?
No, the Superior Court, thing. I actually cut that and edited it where we were told, don't be courteous. Don't open the doors for bureaucrats.
Right. We talked about that a lot on the show last night. So you're saying you cut your friend's video that he recorded?
Yeah, he recorded the video. I cut it for him and kind of showed him how to do it and so forth.
But that video is not at ObscureTruth.com. That's only at FreeKeen.com,
right.
That particular video, because it's on someone else's YouTube channel.
But we've got some other projects in the works.
All right, great. So we're going to get back to your phone calls here. Jane is in West Virginia. Now, Jane, you called in originally to talk about dehumanization, and I ended up mentioning how it is that the people in this country are in many ways dehumanizing immigrants. You pointed out that you think that it's fine that people come here legally, and then you pointed out that...
back to the kidnappings, three of the recent kidnapping victims were children 14 and under. Their parents had paid to have them smuggled into the USA, and when they were in the U.S., the people who did the smuggling demanded the parents pay about $6,000 more.
Yeah, that's the black market. That's
a great job.
Don't
have any problem with the violent narcotics offenders going over into the U.S.?
I have a problem with violence, and I have a problem with kidnappings, but everything you're pointing out are results of prohibition. The reason why people are being kidnapped in those cases, in everything that you've been talking about, is A, the war on drugs, B, the prohibition on people. So if people were allowed to come here, they wouldn't have to use coyotes to get themselves here and then get themselves all wrapped up.
Do you believe in no borders at all, that anyone in the U.S., including the 500 incarcerated non-Hispanics, who were criminals who came across the Arizona border, that you believe the borders should be dropped, anyone can come in, no questions asked, and if a policeman sees somebody doing suspicious and wants to stop them and question them, then he should not do that because it's racial profiling?
I didn't say anything about racial profiling, but I will address the rest of it. Yes, I don't think the border does anything to stop people that really want to get in anyway. So I think that it's a big government program that just makes people feel good and wastes people's time and steps up.
You
the
don't
police
think
state.
It will save American lives?
I don't think you could come up with a program that would keep this country free, or at least keep it even at the level of freedom that we currently have, and stop illegal immigration. I don't.
Therefore, we should have no enforcement whatsoever, because it won't do any good.
I think personal property should be enforced, that people should be able to decide who comes on their own personal property. However, I don't think the government can do anything efficiently, and you wishing and hoping isn't going to make that true.
Well, have you read the Arizona law? It's
yes.
14 pages long. Okay.
I've read excerpts from it. I have not read it from start to finish.
Well, I respect that you at least have read it, because Napolitano and what's his name, the Attorney General or General Solicitor, Junior, whatever his name is, they're more making comments on it and they haven't read it, so therefore I respect your opinion more. At least you've read excerpts of a 14-page law.
It's hard to read laws in general. I mean, they're written to be very ambiguous, and they're written to be slanted towards law enforcement.
Well, with my legal assisting background, I have picked up the jargon to read it, and that's why when I read the first 38 pages of definitions of the health care bill that is now law, I was horrified.
No, I absolutely agree with you. The healthcare law is absolutely horrifying.
You mentioned, Jane, wanting to save American lives, and I think the best thing that you could do to save American lives, I'm concerned with other people that aren't Americans, but nonetheless, let's just talk about the American lives. The best thing that you can do to save those people's lives and prevent kidnappings and violence would be to legalize drugs. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This will shock you, because I believe that all drugs, when I say legalized, I mean that people who are under the influence of, say, cocaine or heroin be set aside, that they cannot get out in public, and because they're drug intoxicated, cause accidents or whatever, that they should be set aside, like in a prison environment where they're fed
food
and water.
Didn't you just say you support
And they have tables, yes, legalize it under control conditions. And that there are tables set out with all the cocaine you want, with all the heroin you want.
I'm liking this. Who pays for all of it?
It will actually save the taxpayer, because the crime rate would be reduced drastically. The war on drugs would be won, because the people who really wanted it would have it.
So wait, the people who really want it are the police, who have spent $1 trillion, even though the drug war
itself has
come out and said
it's a failure. No, not the war on drugs. The people who really want drugs would have access to them.
They already have access to them.
I
think it's an interesting proposal. I'm just not interested in paying for it.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure I'm understanding your proposal. So in your world where there's no war on drugs, you'll have a legal status where they're heavily controlled. You will identify
not heavily controlled. That the people who are under the influence of narcotics, like heroin and crack cocaine and whatever else, pills.
And how will you determine if they are under the influence of those drugs?
Because they would have them in their system.
Who is they, and what system?
Okay. At some point, even alcohol, which is legal, but at some point alcohol passes from someone being in control who's drinking to someone who's out of control who's drinking.
Would the drugs have to go to prison, too?
I want to hear the answer.
Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. It's not prison. It's just a holding area.
With free cocaine.
If they want out, awesome. Blood,
can we get hookers in there too?
I want hookers and cocaine. I'm sorry?
Can we get hookers in there too? Because I want hookers and cocaine if I'm getting, you know, all the blow I can do.
No, because I believe that the women who find it necessary to prostitute themselves to get their next fix would not have to be a prostitute. And the person who commits muggings and robbery and kills people in the process, the number of muggings, robberies, murders, prostitution would go down.
You're right about that.
Yep.
It
would save the ordinary
it's just
people.
Weird.
Jane, it's an interesting idea, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it here. So what you're saying is that somehow you'd find out that somebody was on heroin or cocaine. Maybe they come to work high.
They'd be free coke or free heroin.
A person would go in with the objective into the holding area of meeting all their addiction needs.
It's an addict feeder.
It wouldn't be that they'd get caught. They would come automatically because it'd be free cocaine.
They'd walk up to the door and they'd say, I want in, and you would open the door and let them in, give them everything they wanted. If they kill themselves, then dispose, you know, whatever whatever way they want their body disposed
of. Okay, how about you?
The place would, of course, have maintenance personnel. Absolutely.
Now, is it possible that you could set this program up without using the government? Just like, you know, have a charity or something like that?
I have no idea.
Well, because like Mark said, I don't want to pay for it.
The people who will fight the hardest against it are the ones who are making the most money on the war.
That's
on drugs.
True statement.
Yeah.
There's a lot
you're
of
right,
things
the,
that you're
the
saying.
Police do fight very hard against it.
I'm 61 years old. I've been around the block a little bit.
You have. And clearly there's a lot of things that you're saying that are absolutely
you're
spot on.
You're clearly thinking.
They're absolutely spot on. I'll agree with Mark that I don't want to pay to support somebody's drug habit. But if you could do that on a voluntary basis to find people to buy that cocaine
well,
and to set up the place.
Way. Your tax, well, you don't believe in taxes, but the ordinary people taxes would go down. Because
I suspect you're right.
The millions and billions of dollars that would be saved, the crime rate would go down.
The crime rate would go down,
yeah,
and the kidnappings
costly.
And the violence that you were talking about earlier in
the
around the border area would disappear because there would be no more gangs, because the gangs would dry up
exactly.
because their money would dry up because they don't have products to move anymore.
Exactly.
And so it would be a
with
huge.
With the cigarette
do you
smokers.
Understand how logical and really. I guess the word's progressive thinking.
You are thinking, and it that's absolutely true. I'm just wondering, would the cigarette addicts, would they have to go there and hang out and smoke?
As long as it's legal. That is something I have to struggle with because I've been
alcohol?
A smoker for 30 years.
Jesus.
Alcohol? There you go.
What about the drunks?
Maybe so. And if a person needs to consume alcohol to the point they're not able to drive and they do it daily, and if somebody in there decides they've had enough of drugs and they want out as soon as the drugs are cleared out of their system, let them back out through the door.
Rather than trying to figure out this intricate system of which drugs should be included that people get sequestered
anything
off
elite,
or not.
Anything that,
how
anything
about
that,
how about this? How about this? How about if we just find the people who are actually causing harm and deal with them rather than coming up with all these scenarios where they might actually cause somebody harm?
Something to think about, Jane. I appreciate
Jane,
hearing from you.
Great call.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. You're right, Mark. She is certainly thinking and looking at the issues critically. And we are out of time. It has been Ian with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Sam at obscuretruth.com. See you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.